Welcome to Zikud Daf Sim. My name is Avram Gold. Hi, and today we're talking Baba Kama Daf Nun Beis, the fifth parak, Shor Shel Nagach HaSapara. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next mission states, Kisau HaRishon, if the first partner of a boar covered it, Ba'ashin Matz Magul Vol Kisau, and the second one came and found it uncovered, Hasheni Chayev, the second one is Chayev. The Gemara asks, until when the first partner is exempt? And three opinions are given. Rav says, Bechdesh Yeda, he's exempt until enough time passes for him to know the pit is uncovered. Once he sees it uncovered, they again share responsibility. Shmuel says, Bechdesh Yodiyuhu, until enough time passes for people to inform him the pit is uncovered, even if he did not see it himself. Shmuel says, Bechdesh Yodiyuhu, until enough time passes for people to inform him it's uncovered, Yiskor Polim, Yikros Arazim, Yichasenu, and for him to hire workers, cut down cedar trees, and cover it with the wood. Point number two, the Gemara asks, if one covers a pit with a cover strong enough to withstand the weight of oxen, but not that of camels, Vasu Gemalim Ba'aruha, and camels came and weakened it by walking on it, Vasu Shvarim Ba'Naflibe, and oxen came and fell into the pit, what's the halacha? The Gemara clarifies that the cases where camels are not common, because if they were, he'd be chai for the negligence, but they do come occasionally. Do we say Poshehu de Aboile Asuka Daite? He's negligent because he should have considered the possibility that camels would come and weaken his cover, making him vulnerable even to oxen, or is he considered faultless since they do not commonly come? The Gemara suggests a proof in the Mishnah, which states that if one covered his pit and an animal fell in, he's putter. If his cover was strong enough for these animals, how did it fall in? It must be where the cover was strong enough for the animal which fell in, but was weakened by camels which occasionally come in the area, and he's still pater. The Gemara answers that the cover was adequate, but shehisli masocho, it became wormy from within, unbeknownst to the digger. And point number three, in another version, the Gemara says the above case is not a question because he's responsible for the camels which come occasionally. The question was asked even where camels are common, but they did not come. Vihisli masocho, rather it became wormy from within. Do we say migu dehavi poshe etz gemalim? Since he was negligent regarding damaging of the cover by camels, havi poshe nami lo inyan hasla, he's also considered negligent regarding its becoming wormy. O dima lo amrinu migu, or perhaps we do not say since he's negligent and so on. The Gemara quotes a brayso which teaches that if an ox which is deaf, deranged, young or blind, or a normal ox walking at night falls into a pit, the owner is chayev. But if an intelligent ox falls into the pit, he's puter because the ox should have seen where he's going. The Gemara asks, we should say that since he was negligent regarding impaired oxen, he's also considered negligent regarding intelligent oxen. This proves we do not say migu. So once again, the three points are, number one, the next Mishnah states, Kisahu HaRishon, if the first partner of a boar covered it, Ubashinu Matsumagula, Velo Kisahu, and the second came and found it uncovered, Hasheni Chayev, the second one is Chayev. The Gemara asks, until when the first partner is exempt? And three opinions are given. Rav says, Bechdesh Yeda, he's exempt until enough time passes for him to know the pit is uncovered. Once he sees it uncovered, they again share responsibility. Shmuel says, Bechdesh Yodiyuhu, until enough time passes for people to inform him the pit is uncovered, even if he did not see it himself. Shmuel says, Bechdesh Yodiyuhu, until enough time passes for people to inform him it's uncovered, Yiskor Polim, Yikros Arazim, Yichasenu, and for him to hire workers, cut down cedar trees, and cover it with the wood. Point number two, the Gemara asks, if one covers a pit with a cover strong enough to withstand the weight of oxen, but not that of camels, Vasu Gemalim Ba'aruha, and camels came and weakened it by walking on it, Vasu Shvarim Ba'Naflibe, and oxen came and fell into the pit, what's the halacha? The Gemara clarifies that the cases where camels are not common, because if they were, he'd be chai for the negligence, but they do come occasionally. Do we say Poshehu de Aboile Asuka Daite? He's negligent because he should have considered the possibility that camels would come and weaken his cover, making him vulnerable even to oxen, or is he considered faultless since they do not commonly come? The Gemara suggests a proof in the Mishnah, which states that if one covered his pit and an animal fell in, he's putter. If his cover was strong enough for these animals, how did it fall in? It must be where the cover was strong enough for the animal which fell in, but was weakened by camels which occasionally come in the area, and he's still pater. The Gemara answers that the cover was adequate, but shehisli masocho, it became wormy from within, unbeknownst to the digger. And point number three, in another version, the Gemara says the above case is not a question because he's responsible for the camels which come occasionally. The question was asked even where camels are common, but they did not come. Vihisli masocho, rather it became wormy from within. Do we say migu dehavi poshe etz gemalim? Since he was negligent regarding damaging of the cover by camels, havi poshe nami lo inyan hasla, he's also considered negligent regarding its becoming wormy. O dima lo amrinu migu, or perhaps we do not say since he's negligent and so on. The Gemara quotes a braisa which teaches that if an ox which is deaf, deranged, young, or blind, or a normal ox walking at night falls into a pit, the owner is chayev. But if an intelligent ox falls into the pit, he's punted because the ox should have seen where he's going. The Gemara asks, we should say that since he was negligent regarding impaired oxen, he's also considered negligent regarding intelligent oxen. This proves we do not say migu. All right, so now we get our siman daf nun beis, and our standard siman is a newbie to Yiddishkeit. Someone new to Yiddishkeit, a newbie to Yiddishkeit. So here goes. The newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the board that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, and that it had become quite wormy. Once again, in slow motion. The newbie to Yiddishkeit, newbie to Yiddishkeit. That must mean we're on daf nun beis. The newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the board that he covered became uncovered, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Kisahu HaRishon, if the first partner of a boar covered it, and the second came and found it uncovered, Hasheni Chayev, the second one is Chayev. The Gemara asks, until when is the first partner exempt? And three opinions are given, one being that Shmuel says, it's until enough time passes for people to inform him the pit is uncovered, even if he did not see it himself. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case where a cover is strong enough for oxen, but not for camels, which was weakened by camels, and then oxen fell in. So the newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, and that it had become quite wormy, which reminds us, the question was asked, even where camels are common, but they didn't come, v'yisli masocho, rather became wormy from within, do we say, migu dehavi poshe etzel gemalim, since he was negligent regarding damaging of the cover by camels, havi poshe nami glinin hasra, he's also considered negligent regarding it becoming wormy, or dima lo amrinu migu, or perhaps we don't say migu. So once again, the newbie to Yiddishkeit on his way to do a mitzvah and inform a man that the boar that he covered became uncovered, was disturbed when he discovered that the cover was only good for oxen, not camels, when camels occasionally come, and that it had become quite wormy. All right, so now it's time for four Balabach Hazar. Daf Memches. So the Simmer Daf Memches relates to Moach, brain, and we use brainiacs. So here goes. The brainiacs, why brainiac? That must be on Daf Memches. Moach, brain. The brainiac's wife baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayav to pay, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that a woman once entered someone's house with permission to bake. The homeowner's goat ate the dough and died, and Rav required her to pay for the goat. This is because since she requires privacy, because her arms are exposed during the process, the yard's owner removed himself from the property when granting her permission to bake there. Therefore, the responsibility of guarding his property is upon her. So the brainiac's wife baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayv to pay, called her husband, who was busy testing the water in a pit to see if it was fouled from a shore's body that fell into it, or from the carcass's odor, which reminds the Mishnah Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis taught, Nafla bor v'hivi shmeim v'chayv, if the trespasser's ox fell into the homeowner's pit and fouled its waters, its owner is chayv. Rav said this is only when it fouled the waters while falling into them, when it's classified as a shore. Avalach or nafila putta, but if it fouled them after falling in, he's exempt. According to Rav, Rav's statement is revised to be that an ox's owner is only chayv shehivi shmegufo, where it fouled the waters with its body. Avalhivi shmerecho putta, but if it fouled them with the carcass's odor, he's putta, because grama ba'amahu, it's merely causative damage. For grama ba'amahu, machayev, and one is not chayev for mere causative damage. So the brainiac's wife baking in her neighbor's house, who was horrified when the neighbor's goat died from eating her dough, making her chayev to pay, called her husband, who was busy testing the water in a pit to see if it was fouled from a shore's body that fell into it or from the carcass's odor, unaware that an ox just fell into a pit behind him, killing his father, making its owner chayv and kofar, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if the homeowner's father's son was in the pit and was killed when the ox fell in, its owner pays kofar. The Gemara asks that the ox is a tam and it's not liable to kofar. Rav answers that the animal was a muad to fall onto people in pits, and Rav Yosef explains that it was not killed the first three times because the cases where it saw vegetation at the pit's edge and fell in while trying to eat it, never intending to kill, and became a muad to do so. Daf Mem Tes. So the simmer Daf Mem Tes is meat, and we often use a butcher. So here goes. As two women in the butcher shop, that must be more in Daf Mem Tes, meat. As two women in the butcher shop were arguing who was worth more, the pregnant one or the one who had given birth, which reminds us the next mission explains how to evaluate the mevrados to pay when striking a pregnant woman caused a miscarriage. The Tanakhama says we assess a woman's value while pregnant and after miscarrying, and he pays a difference. Rav Moshe ben Gamliel says, if so, a woman increases in value after giving birth. Rather, we assess the offspring to determine their value. Rav explains Rav Moshe ben Gamliel's statement, since childbirth is dangerous, her value is lower when she's pregnant. Rather, we evaluate the fetuses themselves. So, as two women in the butcher shop were arguing who was worth more, the pregnant one or the one who had given birth, the butcher got a shock when it turned out that the Gior is buying meat using the mevrados she received when she was struck after her Ger husband died, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that if someone strikes a Gior who is married to a Ger and he dies without heirs, the damager is exempt from the mevrados. Rabbah says that if he struck her after the husband died, she has already acquired the offspring when he died and she receives the mevrados. Rav Chisda objected, are offspring bundles of money that she can acquire them when her husband dies? Rather, if the husband died, no payment is made. So as two women in the butcher shop were arguing who was worth more, the pregnant one or the one who had given birth, the butcher got a shock when it turned out that the Gior is buying meat using the mevrados she received when she was struck after her Gior husband died, was the wife of the Gior he had lent money to and who had given him a mashkan, which reminds us, if a Ger's mashkan was in Yisrael's possession and the Ger died, the Yisrael acquires the equivalent of the debt owed him and someone else can acquire the rest. Daf Nun, so the Zimmer Daf Nun is a non-stop flight. So here goes. The crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, non-stop flight? That must be more in Daf Nun. The crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a boar in Rishusi Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his boar, which reminds us, it was taught in a Brisa where Rabbi Shmuel says that the boar described by the Torah is one whose opening is in Rishus of Rabbim. Rabbi Kiva says the Torah's boar is where one was Mafkir's property, but not his boar, meaning a boar in Rishusi Yachid, where people may walk up to its edge. Two interpretations of the Machlokas are brought. So the crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a boar in Rishusi Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his boar, saved a ditch digger's daughter who fell into a pit of water, but couldn't save his son, who died of thirst. Which reminds the Gemara relates the incident of Nechunya Chopar Shichin, who would dig pits of water for the Oli Regalim, where his daughter fell into a pit of water and was saved. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was sure that she would be saved, since it was inconceivable that his daughter would be harmed through the very thing he sacrificed himself to provide the public. Yet his son did die of thirst, and Rabbi Chanina said, "Kol Omer Kodesh Baruch Hu Vatrenhu." Anyone who says a Kodesh Baruch Hu is disregarding of sin, Yevatru Chayov, his life should be disregarded. Rather, the pasuk describes all of Hashem's ways as mishpat, justice. So the crew member from the Nezikin non-stop rescue team flight, which landed by a boar in Rishusi Yachid, where the owner was Mafkir's field, but not his boar, saved a ditch digger's daughter who fell into a pit of water, but couldn't save his son, who died of thirst, nor the cow that fell into a pit, that died from the foul air. Which reminds us, Rav says, Bor Shechiva Lav Torah, regarding the pit for which the Torah held the digger liable, Lehevlo V'lo Chabato, his liability is for its foul air, but not for its impact in the fall. The Gemara observes that Rav holds about the damage of impact, karka olam hu demaskale, it's the ground of the earth which damaged him, which the digger doesn't own, as opposed to the foul air, which he generated through digging. Shmuel says, Lehevlo, Lekoshik, and Lechabato, his liability is for its foul air, and certainly for its impact. Daphne and Olive, so the Simmer Daphne and Olive is a beaver because beavers gnaw. So here goes. The four tefach beaver, that must be more in Daphne and Olive. Gnaw. The four tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a six tefach boar, which reminds Gemara relates an incident where an ox fell into a ditch which was 10 tefachim deep. The Gemara clarifies that Rav Nachman agrees that a fall of 10 tefachim is required, but reason that since an animal's abdomen is 4 tefachim above the ground and the ditch was 6 tefachim deep, it emerges that the animal fell 10 tefachim into the ditch. The Mishnah, which holds the digger responsible for an animal's death only at a depth of 10 tefachim, is where the ox was lying down and rolled into the pit and didn't fall more than the depth of the pit. So the four tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a 6 tefach boar saw his beaver friend fall into a 30 tefach boar that three different people had dug, which reminds us the Brisa teaches if one dug a pit 10 tefachim and another one deepens it to 20 tefachim and a third person deepens it to 30, they are jointly liable for its damages. So the four tefach beaver standing under the abdomen of a cow that was about to step into a 6 tefach boar saw his beaver friend fall into a 30 tefach boar that three different people had dug, that the second partner of the boar failed to cover, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught regarding a boar of two partners that if one passed by it and didn't cover it, then the second one passed by it and didn't cover it, the second person is liable. The Gemara says, when it becomes the second person's responsibility, and two opinions are given. Number one, he's exempt when he left the second person using the pit, or number two, where he hands over its cover to the second person. The Gemara clarifies that it's a machlokes tanaim, which centers around Breira. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff did we learn about Nechunya Chover Shichin and his daughter that was saved from the water, but his son died from thirst, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu is not a Vatran? That's on Daf. None. Good number two, which stuff do we discuss whether we say Migu in a case where the cover for a pit was not strong enough for camels, but he became wormy from within? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good number three, which study when a person can be chai for an animal falling into a 6 tefachim pit, since the animal's abdomen is 4 tefachim off the ground? That's on Daf. Nun Off. Good number four, which study to discuss why the owner of an ox that fell into a homeowner's pit killing his father's son was liable in Kofar? That's on Daf. Memchas. Good number five, which stuff do you learn that three people who each dig 10 tefachim in the same bore are all chayiv? That's on Daf. No. Good number six, which stuff do you learn why the woman baking in her neighbor's property was chayiv for the goat that died from eating her dough? That's on Daf. Memchas. Good number seven, which stuff do we discuss if the first partner of a boar covered the pit and then the second partner found it uncovered? Until when is the first partner exempt? That's on Daf. Nun Beis. Good number eight. Which stuff do we learn that Hamotzi Mechavero of Arai is called Gadol Bedin? That's on Daf. Mem Vav. Good number nine. Which stuff do we learn when a boar of two partners becomes the second one's responsibility? That's on Daf. Nun Off. Good number ten. Which stuff do we learn what the din is in a case of an ox that gored a cow and a cow fetus was found by its side? That's on Daf. Memvav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.